Welcome to Lakshmi Ayurveda's second podcast. Today I would like to talk about an introduction to the Ayurvedic massage. Massage or the Ayurvedic massage is a very important treatment in Ayurveda, and this is ideally practiced from time of birth, so for infants, to time of death. Ayurvedic massage uses oils, but not only oils, so also powders can be used. This is more called as an Udvartanam, which is the powder massage, or a massage where we use powders and oil, the Utsadana, so type of a herbal paste. Most commonly we know the word Abhyanga, the Ayurvedic oil massage using oils, and this is ideally recommended daily. And you might ask, this is not very convenient to see an Ayurvedic practitioner for a massage on a daily basis. And I really stress or always promote the self-care and the daily routine, because you can really do an oil massage daily from your home. It might take a little bit of time to feel, to implement it in your routine, but once you have that set time, and if that suits you better in the morning, you could do it in the morning or in the evening, best obviously not after eating something. And after seeing a practitioner, you can maybe choose an oil which suits your vitality. You might have heard or remembered, if you listened to Kelsey in my first podcast, talking a little bit about the Ayurvedic consultation and the concept of prakriti, your Ayurvedic birth constitution, and the vikriti, the imbalance. So we can choose the oils according to the vikriti, so we're knowing what is needed. Are we treating vata dosha, pitta dosha, or kapha dosha, or multiple doshas? Oils used often have the base oil, the black seed sesame oil, but also coconut oil. And best if you warm the oil, and you can massage the whole body, leave the oil for about half an hour, and followed by a warm bath. And oil massage, what mentioned before, should always be practiced. There are a few exemptions. So if you suffer from fever or ama, which are the digestive toxins, or any cough and cold, then avoid doing the Abhyanga massage at home. Or if you experience, or if you have your menses, your menstruation, then it's also advised not to do the oil massage. But oil massage is such a wonderful treatment, especially for the Vata dosha. So the Vata dosha has the quality of wind and aether. So Vata is often dry, light, cold, rough, and restless energy as well. So if you know already a little bit about the different body types, and you know Vata often suffers from insomnia, restlessness, nervousness, maybe more anxious, but also really cold and dry skin. And here in Perth at the moment, we've got winter, so an oil massage is especially recommended for Vata. And it is really good. So you warm your oil, and you could even just use a plain black seed sesame oil. If you have a pitta imbalance, you might use a little bit more of a cooling oil, or if you suffer from eczema or inflammation on your skin, you could use, for example, Kshira Bala oil. We have all the oils available. If you have more questions, please contact me. Kshira Bala is good for Vata Pitta, so it's sesame oil with milk and a herb called Bala. We also have a beautiful blend for Kapha dosha as well. So Kapha can use more of a warming oil, and for example, the Kottamchukadi oil would be wonderful as well, or Mahanarayan Thailam. Something a little bit more stimulating, or just a plain mustard oil would be wonderful as well. So Abhyanga, it's recommended on a daily basis for everyone, and there is a reference in the classical text from the Charaka Samhita in the Sutrasthana, and he says, so one who applies sesame oil on his head regularly does not suffer from headache, baldness, graying of the hair, or hair loss. And the strength of his head and forehead is specially enhanced. His hair becomes long and black and deep-rooted. His sense organs work properly. The face gains luster. Applying sesame oil on the head produces sound, sleep, and happiness. So this is a classical reference from Charakasamrita and listening to all those wonderful benefits. And it is really absolutely true that massage is really good to make the body strong, healthy, increase the immunity, and so important. It's all about self-care. And if we take time to massage the body, tuning in, feeling what is needed, how are we feeling, it's actually quite a meditative process. And also in disease prevention, as Ayurveda always recommends, if we prevention is better than cure. There's a classical reference saying, Svastasya Svastya Rakshanam Aturasya Vikara Prashananam. Also by Shushruta Samhita, he says that we try to prevent disease. This is better than cure. And if you do a daily oil massage, you actually see your body, you feel your body, you tune in. You probably see if you've got more freckles, a mole, if there's eczema, but also does the tummy feel bloated, or is there any hardening? And a tummy massage is really recommended, or are the joints cracking when you move your knees? So all of this can be really observed by you when you do the daily oil massage. And so there are so many wonderful indications. So if you feel weak, but also for the joints, it reduces inflammation. It's good for the nervous system. And it's definitely good after delivery. And ideally, the newborn mother, it's always about the newborn babies, but the mother ideally should also receive an oil massage on a daily basis. And the beauty as well, the oil or the quality of the oil is oily, which is called snigdha in Sanskrit. And this is derived from another Sanskrit word called sneha. S-N-E-H-A, sneha. And sneha means actually love and affection. So it really shows that importance of giving love and affection to our body and mind. And so interesting, because Ayurveda believes that the whole universe is made out of five elements, the Pancha Mahabhutas. And those five elements have qualities. They're called gunas. So, and the snigdha guna, which is the oiliness, it is said that the whole universe is made or wouldn't exist without oil, because according to Ayurveda, the shukra, which is the sperm, the shukra dhatu, as well as the artava, the ovum or the egg, which is also snigdha, so both is oily. So without an egg and without the shukra, there wouldn't be life. So Ayurveda believes that without oil, there wouldn't be life. So this really highlights again the importance of oleation. And there are so many different types of oleation, and if you had a treatment before, you might have been to India for Panchakarma treatment, or maybe here in Australia you had treatments or Panchakarma, what we do at our clinic as well. You know, it's not just an Abhyanga, the oil massage. You can also have a head massage, the Shiro Abhyanga, Pada Abhyanga, which is the foot massage, or very important is the Shirodhara. Shirodhara is where the oil is actually warmed in a specific temperature and it flows over the forehead. And if you close your eyes now, you could even imagining you have oil, a warm, nice, steady flow of oil moving from your left temple to your right temple and over the Ajna, the third eye. And if you just even think after, hopefully you're still listening to this podcast, close your eyes and think, warm, beautiful black seed sesame comes from left a temple over your third eye to the right temple. And this is done in the process of a Shirodhara treatment. And it's actually really stimulating for so many Marma points. So this is another big word or principle in Ayurveda, treating Marma. And there are 108 Marma or vital points in the body. And for example, the Shankha, which is the temple, the Shankha Marma, is already one of them, which will be treated when you have Shirodhara. But there are so many Marmas in the head region, on the head, as well as on the face. So when you massage, not only or not just when you have a Shirodhara or when you have an Abhyanga in a Panchakarma or in an Ayurvedic clinic, also at home, it's really encouraged to actually massage those Marma points as well. Because it's said those Marma points can actually have access to all deeper consciousness, and they communicate with our doshas, with our inner channels, with our organs. So it is actually a very powerful treatment. And I'm sure most of us actually who had a treatment, you feel relaxed and rejuvenated afterwards. So what you could start at home, or you start you getting some sesame oil, plain black seed sesame oil, you warm it. So best if you have a little oil warmer, or if you can also warm it on the stove, and you start massaging on the crown. You go in circular or clockwise direction on the crown chakra. Three circular directions. From there you go on the third eye. Also three circular clockwise directions, and then you massage your ears. Again, the ears actually very important, and you can even pour a little bit or just a little drop of the inner ear, and you massage the outer ear, and you pull your earlobes. From then you massage your feet. The Pada Abhyanga, it's such an important part. The whole day we are on our feet, and you can massage the soles of the feet and rub them with back and forwards movement. And then you massage your hands, and then you start massaging the body from up. So from the face, the arms, abdomen and the legs. After you've done that nice warming massage with the warming oils, you wrap yourself in a nice towel, or in a better, maybe not a nice towel, use an old towel, and wait for 10-15 minutes and have a warm bath. When you have a bath, don't wash the oil off, just leave it, let it nurture the body, because when you sit in the warm bath, the bodily channels, the shrotas, they will open and the oil will absorb deeply into the body and nourish the body. And if you suffer from insomnia or stress or anxiety, so try this before going to bed, have a warm oil massage, and enjoy after the bath. Lie on the bed, maybe just wrap yourself in a towel, and just do a little meditation, or just observe your breathing. Nice prolonged inhalation and a prolonged exhalation, and you will see the body feels so much more relaxed. And I hope from now you can practice the oil massage on a daily basis. So black seed sesame oil in winter months, you can use it regardless of vata, pitta and kapha. Obviously, if you have any skin conditions, or if you suffer eczema, psoriasis, we would recommend, see us for a consultation first. We will recommend a suitable oil for you. And there's so many oils available. If you know already a little bit about it, there are different oils for musculoskeletal, Mahanarayan oil, wonderful oil for pain, Sahacharadi Thailam, which is a wonderful oil if you suffer from lower back pain, sciatica, but also menstrual complaints. Then there is the Kshirabala oil, which is more toning for the body, also very useful if you suffer from gout. So then the Kshirabala oil can be used. And Brahmi oil would be a wonderful oil for the head massage. Brahmi is very sattvic, so it promotes the clarity of the mind and the blissful state of the mind, which you can use for the head and feet, for the example. But from Chandanadi Taila to Himsaga Taila to Trifala Taila, so many wonderful oils are available. So let us know if we can help you with anything. And I hope you enjoy today learning a little bit about the Ayurvedic oil massage. So best to be done daily. You can't do anything wrong. Just tune into your body, see what feels right for you, and accept. Don't do the massage if you have your menstruation, if you suffer from fever, ama, or indigestion. And I hope you enjoy this. So classical reference you find in the Charakasamhita, in the Sutrasthana, in the chapter 5, where you find more information about the oil massage. And we look forward hearing from you. If you would like or have any specific topics you would like to learn more about, let us know, and I hope you tune in again. Bye for now.